Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Psochem Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. As we turn to the Gemara, the last three words on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Mabez represent the Dibur HaMasfil from the Mishnah. That's the jumping off point for our Gemara. So it says there, "Lefikoch anu onachnu chayavim." This is a quote from the Mishnah, that after we saw in the Mishnah that every generation one is expected to view himself as if he himself exited Mitzrayim, we are therefore duty-bound to thank the Almighty and praise Him for what He has done for us. The topic heading that appears at the top of Kuf Yud Zayin, the Nosei, as you can see, that which is written in the outside margin in our Gemara markings, in our Shas Ozer, we provide topic headings, titles to each new sugya as it comes along. Here we have written under our Nosei topic heading, Birur Ksivas Milim Imheim Achas O Shtayim, the clarification of certain words, are they one word or two words? The words that we will be discussing are words that end with the letters Yud and Hey, which in fact is one of the names of the Almighty. It is safe to say that if the words that we will be discussing appear, even though they may be printed in the Gemara as one word, but that is in fact the heart of our discussion. Are they one word, or are the final two letters, the Yud and the Hey, really a separate word? And in the event that they are separate, that would mean that that is a reference to the Shem Hashem. If the Yud and Hey are part of the word as one word, then it may be a different story. The Gemara begins at the top. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Rav Yochanan, Haleluka, Kasya, V'yedidya, Achas Hein. These are written as one word. Rav Omar Kasya, Umer Chavya, Achas Hein. They are, according to Rav, those are written as one word. The word Merchavio was not the subject of Rav Chisda's point. Rav introduces that. Rabo Omar Merchavio Bilvad. As far as Rabo is concerned, only Merchavio is treated as one word. The other words, according to Rabo, would be, in fact, two separate words. So that you would have the word case, ka, the case is a word referring to a chair, so to speak, of the Almighty, but it's written in a choser fashion without the aleph at the end of it. Ibayaloho, the Gemara asks, Merchav ko l'Rav Chisda mai. How does Rav Chisda relate to that word? We mentioned this was a word that Rav introduced. What about Rav Chisda? He doesn't deal with it. Teku, and the Gemara says, in fact, that remains unresolved as far as what Rav Chisda's opinion is on that. As we continue in the Gemara, we notice a triangle. This is featured in our Mivneh structural note that you see in the outside margin. Sidro shel she'elos biur benosei halal, a series of questions that focus on this issue of these words. In fact, we should have mentioned that this series really began with our question on Shitas Rav Chisda. So we continue with this series. Ibayaloho Yedidya le Rav Mai. According to Rav, what about this word? This word was featured in Rav Chisda's presentation. Rav didn't deal with it. Toshma Dioma Rav Yedidya Nechlak Lishnayim. It really is divided into two. Lefikoch Yedid Choyl. The word Yedid is a mundane expression. And Ko is Kodesh. The Yud and Hey represent the name of the Almighty. Ibayaloho Haleluka L'Rav Mai. What about this word according to Rav? Rav did not discuss it. Rav Chisda did. So we're going to be asking on what's Rav's opinion with regard to this particular word. We might want to point out that the Rashbam that is relevant to this particular part of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin is found on the bottom part of Kuf Tes Zayin Omid Beis. In our marked Gemaras, we've attempted to separate or signify the section of the Rashbam that we'll call out of place with a type of squiggled frame around it, as you can see in our marked Gemaras. So, as far as this particular point is concerned, the Rashbam that you see on the lower part of Kuf Yud Tef Zayin Mabez, Dibur Masel L'Rav Mai Maflig Polig, does he split it? Oh, Osofi Moisif Avol Rabo Pshita De Polig. As far as Shitas Rabo is concerned on the word Haleluka, it's clear that he separates them into two words, and the Yud and He ending being the name of the Almighty, because Rabo had said that only Merchavyo is one word. The question, though, is posed to Rav. What is his approach to this word? So continuing in the Gemara, Toshma, the Omar Rav. Rav reports, Chazino, I saw Tili. Tili is a reference to the Tehillim. The Tehillim, as written in a scroll form, handwritten scrolls were the way that all the holy books were written, as far as at the time of the Gemara, many, many years before printing presses were ever developed. Tili, I saw the Tehillim de Bei Chaviva. Chaviva, as far as Rav is concerned, is a reference to his uncle, Rabbi Chia. So he says, I saw Rabbi Chia's Sefer Tehillim, Dichtiv Behu, Hallelu, Bechad Gisa. The word Hallelu was on one side or one line, Veka, and the Yud and He, Bechad Gisa, on a separate side, a separate column. For our purposes, we can say a separate line. So that the word Hallelu was at the end of a line, and the word and the Yud and He were at the beginning of the next line. So that shows you that they're two separate words. Upligo de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the approach that we just heard is at odds or differs from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Diomar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we have Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi noted with an underlining and an aleph, indicating that we'll see another approach of his a few lines, two lines from now. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, my haleluka, what does that word mean? So it means the Yud and Hey ending really is not a Shem Hashem as far as this approach is concerned. It means haleluhu behilulim harbei. So that it's one word indicating multiple praises. Upliga didei adidei. What's very interesting to note is the approach that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi just sounded for us is really at odds with another approach to the very same matter that he presents right now. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Basora Ma'amoros Shel Shevach Nemar Sefer Tehillim. There are 10 words of praise that characterize the different chapters of the book of Psalms, the book of Tehillim. And the Gemara lists them off. Benitzuach, benigun, bemaskil, bemizmor, beshir, beashrei, betehilo, betfilo, behodo, behalleluya. Godol mikulon halleluka. The greatest of the words of praise that appear in this list is this word. Why? Shekolil shame, veshevach, bevas achas. The phrase, it says that the word includes really the Shem Hashem, the name of the Almighty, and praise. So you see that the word really is made of two words. And it might be fused into one, but the Gemara feels that this presentation of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is very different than the first presentation of his that we had listed as Aleph. There, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said simply that the word Hallelujah is a singular word, meaning many praises. Here he is explaining the word to mean the praise of the Almighty. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. As we go on in the Gemara, we see this double underlining. It's used to highlight two expressions. We have Shir Sheba Torah, which is a reference to the Oz Yashir, what's called Shiras Hayam, and two lines later we have the word Hallel emphasized. The Gemara goes on. Shir Shebatorah, the Oz Yashir, Moshe of Yisrael Amru B'Shal She'alu Minayam. The authors of that particular section are very clear. Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael recited it as they emerged from the crossing of the sea, the Kriyas Yamsuf during Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'Halel Ze Mi Omroi. In order to appreciate the Gemara's question, it's important for us to take a look at the Rashbam, also at the lower part of Kuf Tes Zayin Omid Beis, and see how he presents this question. The Rashbam Moshe v'Yisrael, the Rashbam we're looking at is Dibur Masl, Moshe v'Yisrael Kloimar. As far as the Shir Shel Yam is concerned, that's clear who established it. It was not something that existed before the time of Moshe and Klal Yisrael during Kriyas Yamsuf. Aval Halel de Rosh Chodesh v'Yomim Tovim, the Halel that we recite on Rosh Chodesh and on holidays, Mi Tikno, who established it? The Gemara continues with an answer. If you want to know who established the Hallel, the common Hallel, Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiknu Lehem Yisrael, the prophets that lived among as part of the Jewish people, established that this shall be recited, these paragraphs shall be recited, Shu Oimrim Oisoi, Al Kol Perek Uperek, Al Kol Tzora Vetzora, Shelo Tavo Alehen. This line is to be understood euphemistically. That means that it was established that when the Jews find themselves in the midst of trials and tribulations, ukshenigolin, and when they are redeemed from it or extricated from some type of national calamity, oimrim oisoi al gulosan, they recite these paragraphs that we refer to as halel, as a sense of praise and thanks for their redemption, for their salvation. Tanya, we have a Tanaic source, and we continue in this topic of Halel. As we see on the outside margin of our Gemara, we assigned a topic heading here, Halel Mi Omro. So the source that you see in a frame in our marking system, we frame off all the Tanaic sources that are quoted in the Gemara so as to set them aside from the rest of the Gemara literature. The source says, Hoya Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Tushbochoi Suamurus B'Sefer Tehillim Kulon David Omron. All of the praises that one finds in the book of Tehillim, David said them. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Kolu Tfilos David Ben Yishai. Al Tikri Kolu. Kolu literally means finished, but rather, Ella, read it as Kol Elu, that all of the chapters that one sees in the book of Tehillim, they were recited by David. Halel ze mi omroi. Who said the Halel? Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi quotes, he wrote, and we have the colon at the end of line indicating that Rabbi Yossi will make a presentation of Elozer Beni, his son Elozer, and later on the line you'll see a bays where Rabbi Yossi says, Chalukin Olav Chaverov, that his son's colleagues disagree. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Elozer, Rabbi Yossi reports as follows: Elozer bini Omer, my son Elozer says, Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shal Shalu Minayam, that the Hallel, the common Hallel, was recited by Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael when they emerged from the Kriyas Yamsuf. V'chalukin olav chaverov lomar, Elozer's colleagues disagree with him and say, Shedavid Amroi, that David Hamelech said, recited it. V'nirin dvarov midivrehem, and it's most likely the opinion of my son over his friends. And why is that? Efshir Yisrael shochtu es pischehen v'notlu lulvehen v'lo omru shira. Could it be that all the years before David HaMelech, the Jews were slaughtering their Pesach sacrifices, the Korban Pesach? From the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a practice of the Korban Pesach, and there was also the taking of the lulav. Could it be that Jews are involved with such momentous mitzvahs, and they wouldn't say the song, they wouldn't say the paragraphs of Hallel, it couldn't be imagined. So the Rabbi Yossi is trying to justify his son's position by saying that the paragraphs that form the Hallel are quite ancient. In other words, they predate David by many years. Dover Acher, another approach to bolster the opinion of Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi, that Hallel predates David by many years, is based on the following idea. In the time of David HaMelech, there was an idol called Pislo Shemicha. It was an idol that was we'll call it a thorn in the Jewish landscape, and it couldn't be, says Rabbi Yossi here, that this idol, which existed at the time of David, actually existed before the time of David, but that it was standing in a public fashion in a place called Bechi. There may be other interpretations to the word Bechi that we'll see that this word Bechi appears at the end of the line, but for our purposes we're going to be referring to it as a name of a place. It couldn't be, says Rabbi Yossi, that this idol was standing in a public fashion, as we said, a thorn in the landscape of the Jewish people, and that at that time they would initiate this song and praise of God, which is a type of outburst of joy. In other words, what one will have to say is that the Hallel was established many, many years earlier, and like he said just a moment ago by Moshe Rabbeinu, and once it was established, it continued to be recited even into dark periods. But to suggest that it was established at the time of David HaMelech, that's very unlikely. That's what this Dover Acher claims. And we continue, Dover Acher, Pislo Shemicha Oimed Bebechi. The statue, the idol of Micha, is standing in Bechi, Yisrael, Oimim Es HaHalel. We read that with a tone of an intonation of wonderment. And could it be that they would then start saying the Hallel? Rather, as we mentioned or we explained a moment before, based on the Rashbam, that it must be that the Hallel was started at a much more positive time in Jewish history. And once it was established, they continued. They continued even into these darker times, the times when the Pislo Shel Micha was standing in a public fashion. Tanu Rabbanan, we have another Tanaic source. Kol Shiros V'Tushbachol Shomar David B'Sefer Tehillim. All of the psalms that appear in the book of Tehillim, all of the paragraphs, Rabbi Elazar Omer Kenegin Atzmo Omran. Rabbi Elazar says that David said them concerning himself, concerning his own life, his trials and tribulations and ecstasy, but all focused on a personal level. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kenegin Tzibur Omran. According to Rabbi Yeshua, David HaMelech said these things with the public in mind. The Rashbam, at the second line from the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Odeh, says he said them with the Tzibur, namely Knesset Yisrael, with the Jewish people in mind. Shnisnabe al galuson v'spal lehem. He prophesied, and the book of Tehillim is full of prophecies. He prophesied concerning their future exile, and in the Sefer Tehillim was expressing prayers concerning the Jewish people. V'chachomim amrim, we continue in our source, yesh men keneged tzibur v'yesh men keneged atzmo. Some are of a public nature, with the public in mind, and some are personal. And he explains, so amurus b'loshin yachid, those psalms that appear in the singular, keneged atzmo, those are references to himself. Amurus b'loshin rabim, those that appear in a plural language, plural form, keneged tzibur. So those are with the public in mind. These are words, nitzuach v'nigun. Those are words that open up different paragraphs of the Tehillim, words like lamnatzeach or lamginos. Those are le'osid lovo. Those indicate future. Maskil, words like, when you see the word maskil in the Sefer Tehillim, Al Yedei Turgimon. the Rashbam points out at the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayim Beis, Aliyah Dei Turgman, who, Omer, he would say it, V'achir Mashmir L'Rabim, and someone else would say it publicly. So David HaMelech would say it in a quiet fashion, say it to one other person, and the person he was saying it to, he would be the human PA system. V'hainu maskil, the word maskil indicates lochesh leturgamon. He would whisper it in a low voice to the turgamon, who would then say it publicly. Continuing with the analysis of other openings in the different prokim of Tehillim, LeDavid Mizmor, where you see that type of opening, Malamit Shishorslav Shechina V'Achakach Omar Shira. This is an expression indicating that first the divine presence or divine inspiration settled upon David, and then he broke out with a song. Mizmor LeDavid, when you see that expression, Malamit Shomar Shira, first he, without the divine inspiration, first he started to say song and praise, V'achar kach shorso olav shechina, and then the divine inspiration was aroused and settled upon him. And this idea that first one engages in song and praise and ecstasy, and then the divine presence settles upon an individual, L'lamdecha, this teaches us, She'ein Hashchina Shura, the divine presence does not settle upon a person, lo mitoch atzlus, not through a state of laziness, nor through a state of sadness or depression, velo mitoch schok, nor through a state of levity, velo mitoch kalus rosh, schok is laughter, and kalus rosh would be lightheadedness, levity, velo mitoch dvorim betalim, nor while one is in a state of dealing with foolishness or emptiness, elo mitoch davar simcha shel mitzvah. When can one expect a sense of divine inspiration? When one is involved with the joy of fulfilling a mitzvah. Shenemar, the posuk says, v'ato, Chu li menagein, v'hoyo kenagein ha-menagein, v'tihi olov yad Hashem. In this pasuk, you see that the Novi, in order, the prophet, in order to have a divine inspiration, he activated the use of music to enable him to reach a higher spiritual level, and only through that higher spiritual level, the Yad Hashem, the divine inspiration, would settle upon him. Omar Yehuda, Omar Rav. We notice a diamond appears around the name Rav, and on the outside margin, we have a structural note, Mivne, with the word Rav emphasized. Havloto kedei liyashev ma shenira stira begishas Rav l'talmud Torah. We're emphasizing his name so as to set up the discussion in the Gemara to resolve what appears to be a contradiction with regard to Rav's approach to Torah learning and mindset needed for Torah learning. We will then see a little bit later in the Gemara the expression lo kashya is featured with a double underline. The lo kashya being the attempt of the Gemara to resolve this seeming contradiction. So we begin. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, v'chein l'dvar halacha. That which we just said from the Tanaic source, that one needs to be in a state of joy, of spiritual ecstasy, is necessary also for dvar halacha, for success in Torah learning. Omar Rav Nachman, v'chein l'chalom tov, and in order to appreciate, to experience a positive dream, one must, before going to sleep, be in a state of joy. The Gemara asks a question that lasts a few lines. You can see this is indicated by our long question marking that appears to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara. You notice a kuf that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, indicating that the lines of Gemara opposite the vertical dashed line are the question. So the Gemara asks, "Eini, is this so?" Focusing on what Rav said, "V'homar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav, Kol Talmid Chacham Hayoshev Lifnei Raboi V'Ein Sif Soisov Noitvois Mor Techavena." That any Torah scholar that's sitting in front of his master, in front of his teacher, and his lips aren't dripping with bitterness, which we could say is a state of tension and fear. So such lips that are not full of this. Sense of urgency, techaveno. So the lips should be burnt. Shinemar sif soisov shoshanim notfos mor over. taking that pasuk from Shir Hashirim with a slight revowelization, Al tikri shoshanim elo she shoinim. Don't read the word as shoshanim, which could be translated as roses, but rather read the word with, as we say, slight letter movement and revowelization. You read it as she shonim. She shonim means learns. So you have or studies. Word lips. The beginning of pasuk says lips. That study and further rereading. Al tikri mor over. Instead of reading the pasuk as mor over, rather ela mar ovar. That the lips of study, shall have bitterness passing over them. For our purposes, it is a reflection of an idea that when one is in a state of Torah study, he should be engaged in it with a sense of tension and urgency that does not conform to the first presentation of Rav, where it seemed that in order to experience the success in Torah study, one must be in a state of joy. Joy and a state of joy and a state of tension are not one in the same. So how are we to view or resolve these two statements of Rav? So the Gemara has a couple of approaches. Lo kashya. No, there is real no contradiction. Ha barabo ha batamido. One is referring to the master, to the teacher. The teacher, he should be in a state of joy. The Talmud, the student, he should be in a state of tension, of expectancy and urgency. The iboyesemo, another approach, ha v'ha barabo. Actually, both expressions of Rav refer to the teacher, v'lo kashya, but still there's no contradiction. Ha mekami de pasach, one is before he starts his presentation, his Torah lecture. There he opens up with a state of joy and happiness. V'ha lebosr de pasach. And the other statement of Rav, that there should be a sense of tension and urgency and seriousness, that's after he's already opened his lecture and is in the midst of the material. And this is illustrated by a little story or description, Kiha de Rabba, similar to Rabba's approach to his Torah lectures. Mekami de Pasach Lulu de Rabbanon, before he actually opened the material, the Torah study itself, Omar Milsu de Bifuso, he would say something of a light nature. We can say he said a joke, Ubadchu Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon found that to be amusing. And that opened up, he would use that to open his lectures, Ula Basof, but as he then got into it, Yosef Be'emso Uposach B'Shmaitza. This is going again on the Rav, on the teacher himself. He sat in with a state of awe, and with that state of ema, of awe, he then proceeded into the subject matter, the Torah subject matter. Tanu Rabbanan. We have another Tanaic source, a rather long source. In the midst of this source, you'll see a series of house markings. All geometric forms in our marking system represent a series of some kind. In this case, we have the series featured on the outside margin under the Mivneh heading. You'll notice the house form appears. Hatzos, suggestions. Be'inyan mi omar halel. This is almost a continuation of the topic that was just mentioned earlier as far as authorship of Hallel. The Hallel being those specific paragraphs that form the commonly recited Hallel. The Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hallel ze mi omro. So, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Moshe Yisrael. In our markings, we'll be using the house to emphasize, to highlight the recommended authors. As we go on, we'll also notice underlinings. These are the different rabbis that present who they feel were the authors of the Hallel. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Moshe v'Yisrael amru b'shal she'omdu al hayam. Moshe and the Jewish people said it when they were at the splitting of the sea. Heim amru loy lanu Hashem lo lanu. They announced, and this is one of the paragraphs of the Tehillim. They said, save us, but not for our own sake. It seems to me to be some type of statement of humility, that save us, but not that we necessarily deserve it. Meshivu Ruach HaKadosh v'yomer lahen, the Divine Spirit responded, L'ma'ani, l'ma'ani e'eseh, I will save you for the glorification of my name. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehoshua v'Yisrael, Amru b'shal she'omdu aleihem malchei Knan.
according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yoshua and the Jewish people said it when they entered the land of Israel and were confronted by the different kings of Canaan in their in the Jewish attempt to conquer the land. Haim Omru, the Jewish people said, Lo Lanu, and Umeshivan, the divine spirit, responded with the expression of Lamani, Lamani, Eeseh. Rabbi Lozer Bahamodoi, Omer, Devoro, Uborok, Omruhu, Bishol Shaman Aleim, Sisra. Devoro was one of the prophets, was one of the judges of the Jewish people in the safe in Sefer Shoftim, and Borok, who was a general of the Jewish army, when they were battling Sisra, Haim Amru, Lo, Lanu, Ruach HaKadosh Meshiva, Vamers, Lahem, Lima'ani, Lima'ani, Eeseh. Rebozo Ben Azari, Omer, Chizkiyo, V'siyato, Amruhu, B'shah, She'omar Aleim, Sancherev. Chizkiyo, who was a king, the second half of the first Beis HaMikdash period, they were threatened by Sancherev, the king of Ashur. Haim Amru, Loi, Lanu. They said that. They said Lo Lanu and Umeshiva, and like we saw before, the divine spirit had its response. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chanan Veshelve Azaria Omruhu Bishol Sheomar Aleim Nevuchadnetzar Rosha. According to Rabbi Kiva, these three leadership figures of the Jewish people said the Hallel when Nevuchadnetzar was throwing them into the fire, and they said Lo Lanu Umeshiva, and like we saw above, Rabbi Yosef Glida Omer Mordechai VeEsther Omruhu B'shal She'omar Aleim Homano Rasha Haim Omru Lo Lanu Umeshiva V'chulei etc. As we saw above, V'chomam Omrim Neviim Shebeneim Tiknu Lem LiYisrael Shu Omrim Oso. The Chachamim say, and this is this is what we have seen already earlier today, that the prophets amongst the Jewish people established, and once again we see this euphemistic expression, the Neviim Shebeneim Tiknu LiYisrael Shu Omrim Oso Al Kol Perek Uperek Val Kol Tzor V'Tzor Shelo Tovu Aleihem LiYisrael. On any time that the Jewish people were in the midst of suffering and tribulations, and when they are extricated, redeemed from that, Omrim Oso Aglos, and they would recite the Hallel upon their redemption from trouble. Omar Rav Chisda, Hallelujah, Sof Pirka. When you come across that word, according to Rav Chisda, it represents the end of a paragraph. Rabba Barav Huna, Omar Haluluka, Reish Pirka. That when you see this word, it represents the beginning of a paragraph. The Rashbam, you'll notice comments, Haluluka, Reish Pirka, Kulu Hanoch the Sefer Tilim, She'ein Boi Ki'im Achas Levado, Bein Perek Leperek. We're talking about the appearance of this word when it appears in the singular, Avol. Mokom She'esh Shnei Poemim Haluluka, Bein Perek Leperek, where you see the word Haluluka twice, in effect it is you are right there between two paragraphs. So Lo Pligi Rav Chisav Rabba Rav Huna, there is no argument under those circumstances. The Chad Mila El, the Chad Mila Ra. One is the end of one paragraph, and the second one is the beginning of the second paragraph. So the Rashbam clarifies that this Machlokis Rav Chisda in Rabba Barav Huna concerns the appearance of a singular Haleluka in the middle of the Sefer Tehillim. What is that? Does that represent the closing of a particular paragraph or the beginning of a new paragraph? Of course, we're talking about a situation where you have to figure out the structure of the Tehillim from a handwritten scroll. We're not talking about printed Tehillim books where everything is presented, broken down already, each one in a paragraph. How did the printers know what to do? So that is what we are dealing with right now. Omar Rav Chisda, Chazino Lehu Letili Debei Rav Chonon Bar Rav. I saw the Tehillim of Rav Chonon, Dechsiv Behu, Haleluka be'emtza pirka. I saw that in the paragraphing of his Sefer Tehillim, the word Haleluka was actually in the middle. Alma, well, why was it put like that? Misafkale, he was in a state of doubt. So as to not take a position, he left the word Halaluka really in the middle. Omar of Chonin bar Rova. Everyone agrees that when you come upon this particular pasuk, the right after that you see after the word voed haleluka de basrei, the word haleluka that appears after that is reish pirka. It represents the beginning of the next paragraph, the next chapter, and we're going to have now a number of examples that follow this hakol moedim that you saw at the end of the previous line, which we squiggle underlined. There is unanimity regarding a number of haleluka appearances, as the Gemara goes on to enumerate. Rosha yireh v'kas shinov yichrak v'nomis tavas rishoyim toivad, that posuk, then haleluka de basrei, the word haleluka that follows this particular posuk is also reish pirka. It represents the beginning of the next chapter. V'shoyim deves Hashem, the haleluka de basrei, the word haleluka that follows that posuk also is reish pirka. Karoi moisifin, karoi is a word referring to people that were expert in the written Torah, in the Torah Shebiksav. So these experts, Mosifin Af Es Elu, they added to the list of agreed upon halalukos representing beginning of new paragraphs as follows. Minacha b'derech yishta alkein yorim roish, when you come across that posuk, haluka de basrei, the haluka that follows that posuk, reish pirka, it too is the beginning of a new paragraph. Reish is chochmo yuras Hashem sechel tov v'choloseim, haluka de basrei, reish pirka, the haluka that follows that posuk is also the beginning of a new paragraph. In general, though, outside of this list of psukim, what happens when you encounter a standard, another haleluka? Is it the beginning of a new paragraph, or does it represent the end of the previous paragraph? So the Gemara at this point says, Nemo ketanoi. Let us suggest that the machlokes Rav Chisto and Rabba Barav Huna is in fact a machlokes tanoim. This suggestion is accompanied by a long question marking that you see on the inside margin to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text. You see a shin that's encircled with a vertical dashed line, and this will take us to the third line from the top of Omid Beis. This is a suggestion, hence we've called it a question. Can we say that the Tanaic, the Amoraic controversy from Rav Chisto and Rav Huna is a machlokes tanoim? How will the Gemara attempt to illustrate this? It will do so by presenting two Tanaic sources, and they're numbered 1 and 2. As you can see, the next couple lines have two framed sections with a 1 and 2 preceding each one. In each one of the sources, there will be a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The attempted machlokes tanoim, the attempt of on our part to show a machlokes tanoim, will be to highlight the seeming difference between the way Beis Shammai is presented in source 1 versus source 2, and the way Beis Hillel is presented in source 1 versus source 2. In other words, we're not going to be focusing on the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel per se, but we're going to be focusing on the difference in the way each one of them is presented between the two sources. So the first source says, Ad Heichon Hu Omer. This is a reference to the Seder night, when a person is reciting the Hallel in the first part of the Seder, namely before you get to the second cup of wine. One starts the Hallel recitation, and the question is, Ad Heichon, reading the first source, Ad Heichon Hu Omer, at that first stage of the Hallel recitation, up till what point does he say? So Beis Shammai Omrim Ad Eim Habonim Smecha, until that point, and Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ad Chalomish Lamayinu Moyim. V'tanya Idach, we have a second source with the same question, Ad Heichon Hu Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim Ad Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ad Loi Lonu Hashem Loi Lonu. If we focus on the first source and focus on Beis Shammai for a moment, The first source says that the person is supposed to say Atil Eim Habonim Smecha. Now, if you were to open up a Tehillim scroll, you would notice that there's a word that comes right after that that's not featured in the source. The word that comes right after the word Smecha is Haliluka. Then the paragraph that comes right after that begins with the words Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzroyim. So, in the first source, the suggestion is you say, and you conclude with the words Eim Habonim Smecha when focusing on Beis Shammai. What about the word Haliluka? Well, he doesn't say that you're supposed to say that. Apparently, the word Haliluka, according to the first source, source number one, really is the beginning of the next paragraph. So you're supposed to say up till this point, not start the new paragraph. The new paragraph would begin with the word Haliluka. According to the second source presenting Beis Shammai, he says that one shall say until Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So if he's going to say up till that point, what was the last word that he said? The last word he would have said was the word that follows the word smecha, namely the word haliluka, that he would say Eim Habonim Smecha Haliluka, and that brings you up till Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. So that, let us now see how the Gemara presents things. My lav behal komiflegi. What must be the point here between these two Tanaic sources, that it's in this very matter. Behal komiflegi. These two sources are arguing within this very topic. The topic that Rav Chisda and Rabba Rav Huna argued is the point of difference between these two Tanaic sources. Laman yomar ad Eim Habonim Smecha. That was source 1. So according to source 1 in Beis Shammai, that you say until Eim Habonim Smecha, Sovar, he is of the opinion, this first Tana is of the opinion, that Haliluka equals Reish Pirka. The word Haliluka is in effect the beginning of the next paragraph. Uman Yomar Ad Betzeis Yisrael, and the second source that said that you shall recite, according to Beis Shammai, of course, that you shall recite until Betzeis Yisrael, Sovar, Haliluka, Sof Pirka, that the word Haliluka is really the last word that you said, that after saying Eim Habonim Smecha, you said Haliluka. And that's where you would stop, indicating that the word Haliluka is the end of that paragraph. So up till this point, you can see our long question marking comes to an end, indicating that it seems then that we can say that the machlokes amoroim between Rav Chisda and Rav Rav Huna is a machlokes tanoim between Tanaic source 1 and Tanaic source 2, where Tanaic source 1 is of the opinion that Haliluka represents the beginning of a paragraph, and according to source 2, the word Haliluka represents the end of a paragraph. The Gemara at this point will reject our setup. We try to set up the Machlokes Rav Chisda and Rav Rav Huna as a Machlokes Tanoim. There is a long rejection. We have a long marking that accompanies this piece of Gemara. There's a Dalet that you see encircled. Dalet represents Dechia, a rejection with a vertical dashed line indicating that all of the following lines of Gemara that are parallel, that are opposite this vertical dashed line, form the rejection. You can see through the markings before we read the Gemara, you see a squiggled underline expression that appears here and a few lines later. The first expression, squiggled underline, is Rav Chisda Metaretz L'Tamei. Rav Chisda will resolve the two Tanaic sources, both fitting into his perspective, to his approach. And likewise, Rabba Rav Huna will take the two Tanaic sources and fit them both into his approach. And you'll notice we've also double underlined the expression Dekulei Alma, meaning Dekulei Alma, both Tanaic sources conform to each one of these Amoroyim. So let's see how they do it. Rav Chisda Metaretz L'Tamei, the Kulei Alma Savri, both Tanaic sources will agree that Haliluka equals Sof Pirka. This was Rav Chisda's approach, that Haliluka represents the end of a paragraph.
Man Diomar Ad Betzeis Yisrael. Source number two that said that you recite until Betzeis Yisrael. Shapir. Well, that's smooth. That's good. Because by saying that you say until Betzeis Yisrael, you're in effect telling us that the last word that you recited was the word Halleluka, indicating that was the end of the previous paragraph. Uman Diomar Ad Eim Abonim Smecha. The one who says you say until Eim Abonim Smecha. Well, you'll ask, well, but he drops the word Halleluka. So, but and yet Halleluka, according to Rav Chisda, is the end of the paragraph. So why does it not say that? So he explains that the one who says that you say Ad Eim Habonim Smecha is Ad Ve'ad Bechlal, meaning until and including. And the idea of including means, and you are to include Halleluka. Well, the Gemara asks, V'neimo Ad Halleluka. So why doesn't the source say that you should say until, say Ad Halleluka? V'chitemo, and if you'll say, well, it couldn't say that because de lo yadinon hey Halleluka, I wouldn't know which Halleluka you're referring to. V'neimo, but still, if in fact Halleluka is the end of a paragraph, then you should have said as follows. Say, it should have said you should say until Halleluka shel Eim Abonim Smecha. Say until that, and you're telling me that Ad means until and including, so you say until the Halleluka of Eim Abonim Smecha. Why didn't the source teach that? Well, this is left as a kasha. It's a bit of a difficulty, but nevertheless, Rav Chisda sticks by his guns that everyone agrees with his approach. Everyone, meaning both Tanaic sources. The Gemara continues with Rabba Bar Avuna Metaris L'Tamei. The Kuliyamo, everyone, both Tanaic sources will agree that Halleluka equals Reish Pirka. Man Di Omar Ad Eim Habonim Smecha. Source, Brisa number one, that says within Beis Shammai that one is to recite until Eim Habonim Smecha. Shapir, because he takes that quite literally. You say until Eima Bonasecha, but don't say anything more than that. Why? Because the word that comes after that, the Halleluka, is the beginning of a new paragraph. So this particular source one, fits in well with Rabba Bar Avuna. Uman Diomar Ad Betzeis Yisrael, the one who says that you should say until Betzeis Yisrael. Sovar, he's of the opinion that when it says until, it means Ad Velo Ad Bichlal, meaning up till, but not including. So what am I going up till and not including? Well, I won't include in my recitation the word Halleluka. I'll say up till Betzeis Yisrael, and not include the word Halleluka, because of course, according to Rabba Bar Avuna, Halleluka really is the beginning of a new paragraph, and I'm not supposed to say the new paragraph. The Gemara, though, asks, very similar to the questioning style that we saw just above with regard to Rav Chisda, the Gemara says, well, if that's the intention, v'neimo ad Halleluka, if Halleluka is the beginning of a new paragraph, and you're telling me that when the Tanaic source uses the word ad, it means ad, up till and not including, so it should have said, say until Halleluka. So that would mean I'll say up to it and not include it because Halleluka is the beginning of a new paragraph. So why didn't it say that? And if you say, well, it couldn't have used that as a suggestion, it couldn't have instructed me thusly because I wouldn't know which Halleluka you are talking about. The name also, it still could have been clear and said that you shall say Ad Halleluka Shebetzeis Yisrael, since according to your approach, Ad means up till and not including. So the source could have taught, say until Halleluka of Betzeis Yisrael, and yet it doesn't say that. Kashya. So this presents a bit of a difficulty to Rabba Bar Avuna Shita, who wanted to say that Halleluka is the beginning of a new paragraph. But nevertheless, kashya is a word found in the Gemara that doesn't indicate a total rebuffing of the Shita, but it constitutes a technical difficulty. V'chosem b'ge'ula. Our Mishnah mentioned that after this Hallel recitation that is done before the second cup, you close with Geula. Since the Mishnah mentions a closing bracha involving Geula, there are other parts of the davening where you find brachas involving geula. Before we go further in the Gemara, we want to take note of some of the markings that we will be encountering. First of all, we will be seeing here diamonds. Outside margin, you have the Nosei Mivneh. The diamond here represents Nusuch HaBrochas Shel Tfila, which the Gemara refers to as Tzlosa. The Nusuch, the text of the Brochas of the Shmona Esrei, Shoneh Mi, are different from Kriyash Min Halil, Kiddush, and Brochas HaFtorah. Brochas that are recited after the Haftorah reading in Shul. All of these will be presented in the Gemara. So the Gemara begins, Omar Rava, Kriya Shema V'Halil. When we speak about Halil over here, we're talking about the Brocha after the first section of the Halil that one says at the Seder night. First section, meaning the recitation of the Halil that precedes the second cup of wine. So when you're doing Kriya Shema and that, the Seder Halil, the text of the Brocha is Go'al Yisrael. The Tzlosa, when you're saying the Shmona Esrei, there's a Brocha that begins with the words Re'ei Noav Yonenu, and it ends off with the words Go'al Yisrael. Go'al is a past tense word indicating something that happened historically, happened in the past. However, when you're davening, you're not focusing on history, therefore you use the word Go'al. This is because when we're davening about the future, so we refer to God as the Redeemer of Israel, not the one who redeemed, who saved, but the one who saves. So when I'm davening, I'm taking into consideration the future, hence we use the word Go'al Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara says when it says, Maitaimo, why do we change when it comes to the Tzlosa, to the Shmona Esrei, to the prayers? The Rachmininu, we're seeking the mercy of Hashem, and regarding the future. Omer Rebbe Zera, as we continue, once again, we're going to deal with the textual differences between the davening, the Tzlosa, the Shmona Esrei, and other prayers. So he says, Rabbi Zera says, "De kiddusha, we say asher kidshonu b'mitzvosav. De tzlosa, when davening Shmona Esrei, we use the text kadshenu b'mitzvosecha. Now these are they're similar expressions, but in the kiddush we're praising Hashem and describing Him, He who has sanctified us through the mitzvahs. And when we're davening, we're asking Him to sanctify us. That's kadshenu b'mitzvosecha. My taimo, the rachmininu, the nature of davening of Shmona Esrei is a supplication to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Almighty. The Rashbam says, Ditzlosa Katshenu. So Rashbam says, the Fishonu Oimrim Oisa Be'emsa Tfila, since we're saying these words in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, Roi La'imra Beloshim Bakosha, it's fitting for it to be said with a text that indicates request, pray for something. The Gemara continues, Omar of Acha Bar Yankiv Vitzorch Shiyazgir Yetzias Mitzrayim Bekiddush Hayom. Part of the text of the Kiddush must be a mentioning of the Exodus from Egypt. Ksiv Hochan, how do we know that? So the Gemara proves it. It says here, Laman Tizkor Es Yoim Tzeischa Meres Mitzrayim. This pasuk features the word Tizkor, Zechira. Uksiv Hasam, and the Gemara now quotes a pasuk that is used as the basis for the recitation of Kiddush, Zohor es Yoim HaShabbos L'Kadsha. Once again, you see the word Zohor in the context of Kiddush. So you have the first pasuk, which is in the context of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the second pasuk that uses also the word Zohor. Hence, when you are reciting Kiddush, you are to make reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara continues, Omar Rabo Bar Shiva. This is a third issue concerning difference in text between that which one says in the Shmoneh Esrei and that which one says, in this case, the Brachos of the Haftorah. Titzloso, so when davening Shmoneh Esrei, one says Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. This is a bracha referring to the ultimate salvation of the Jewish people. The Aftarta, when reciting the brachas of the Haftorah, we say Mogein David. The Rashbam says the Aftarta. The Maseches Sofrim Tanya Lehu, the brachas of Haftorah. The Maseches Sofrim mentions the brachas of the Haftorah. Umeforesh de Mogein David Omer. That's the text of the bracha. Ubitzloso Shayach Lomar Tvei, when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, the davening, the prayer, it's more appropriate to say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Mishum derach mininu, because it's a prayer, it's a supplication. We're praying for him to arouse, literally, yatzmiach is to something to grow forth the horn of salvation. So that even though David Hamelech really is the forebearer of the Moshiach who represents salvation, nevertheless, in the Brachah of Torah, we don't make direct reference to that in the sign-off Brachah of a mention of ultimate salvation. We simply say Mogein David. The Gemara continues, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis in Parshas Lech Lecha says, Ve'escha legoy gadol. Before we go that, we must go back one line. The second wide line of the Gemara, the Pasuk says, V'yosisi lucha shem gadol k'shem ha-gadolim. This Pasuk is in the context of Sefer Shmuel, and it says, I will make for you a great name, like the names of the great ones. This is Noson HaNovi, the prophet Noson is saying to David HaMelech, this prophecy that he received from the Almighty, and it tells us that just like in the Shmoneh Esrei, we sign off the first bracha with the expression Mogein Avraham, so too you will have a bracha that ends off with Mogein David. Tani Rav Yosef, Zehu Shomrim Mogein David, that you will have a bracha like the great ones, like Avraham has Mogein Avraham. Since we just had a bracha, a posuk featured in the context of David HaMelech with V'asisi lo Hashem Gadol, here we have the posuk referring to Avram Avinu, which says, I will make you into a great nation. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish tells us, Zehu she'oimrim Elokei Avram. This is a reference to that which we say in the Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, we say Elokei Avraham. The pasuk goes on to say Va'avorechecha Zehu Shomrim Elokei Yitzchak Va'agad Lo Shemecha. In the same pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, it goes on to say that Zehu Shomrim Elokei Yankiv. Yochayu Chosmin Bekulan. Could it be that in the concluding bracha of that paragraph that we mention all of them, Talmud Lomar, V'ye Bracha, in the singular, meaning B'cha Chosmin, the sign-off, the closing Bracha of that paragraph is in you, in Avram, V'ein Chosmin B'kulan, and we don't mention the others. Hence, the text of the closing Bracha of that paragraph is Baruch Atah Hashem, Mogein Avraham. Before we go further in the Gemara, we have a Nosei Mivne heading that accompanies this on the outside margin. Let us glance at what we've written there. Mosai Amrina, when do we say the expression Mekadesh HaShabbos? What about, and when do we say the expression Mekadesh Yisrael, V'hazmanim? We'll see a bota used to emphasize the expression Shabbos in Yom Tov, and we'll see a house marking used to emphasize the expression Kiddush and Tfila. The Gemara itself will discuss all of these different topics. We have different times and different prayers.
So as we continue in the Gemara, we see Omar Rava, Ashkachtino, I met up with the Sabi de Pumbedisa, this is a reference
to the elders of Pumbedisa, and Rashi points out it's Rav Yehuda and Rav Aina
that are featured as the names behind the title Sabi de Pumbedisa, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, explains. So Rava says, I met up with the elders of Pumbedisa, namely Rav Yehuda and Rav Aina. The Asviva Karmi, they were saying, and their comment follows in the next two lines. We just want to draw your attention to the dynamics of this Gemara. You'll notice two lines from here, another squiggle underlined expression. You see, the Amina Loho Ano Adarabo. That will be Rava's response to what they say. And he says, Adarabo, he'll say to the contrary. And we'll see everything as it comes. So now, first, we want to hear what the Sabi Pumbedisa say. So I found them, they were seated and saying the following. Bishabata, when it comes to the Shabbos day, well, Bein Bitzlosa, Bein Bikidusha, whether it be the Shemona Esrei of Shabbos or it be the Kiddush of Shabbos, you close with the Brocha, Mekadesh HaShabbos. In the case of the Shemona Esrei, before you continue on in the Shemona Esrei to the Brocha of Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, you end off the middle of the Shemona Esrei with the Brocha, Mekadesh HaShabbos. But Yom Tova, when it comes to Yom Tov, Bein B'Tzlosa Ubein B'Kedusha, whether it be Tzlosa Shemona Esrei or the Kiddush, you recite the bracha, you say Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim v'amina laho ano. So now Rava responds and says to them, Adarabba, to the contrary, I disagree. Ditzlosa, when you're dealing with the Shmone Esrei, bein b'shabato bein b'yomatova, he focuses on not the time, but he focuses on the prayer. He says, whether it be Shabbos or Yom Tov, you use the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael. Bekidusha, when it comes to the Kiddush recitation, here there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov according to Rava. The Shabbata, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos. B'Yom Tova, you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. V'ano amino taimo didi v'taimo didchu. Rava continues to say, I will explain my position, and I will explain your position, the position of the Sabi de Pumbedisa. And here, the Gemara goes through methodically. First, we'll present the reasoning behind the Sabi de Pumbedisa, and that's, we've marked it off with a squiggle underlined time with the clue, called it Roman numeral number 1, in order for you to be able to skim down to see where the presentation of Taimo Didi, where Rava's own presentation will appear just a couple lines later, accompanied with a Roman numeral number 2. So, Taimo Ditru, the reasoning behind the Sabi de Pumbedisa is as follows. Shabbos, the Kviya Vakaimo. Shabbos is a day that happens every week. It's fixed. It's established. It started from the seventh day of creation, and it comes at a fixed 7-day intervals. Bein b'tzlosa ubein b'kidusha, we say mekadesh hashabbos. In other words, there's no need to make any reference to Yisroel in Shabbos related prayers, whether it be Shemona Esrei or Kiddush. This is in contrast to Yom Tova, the Yisrael of the Kavilei. The holidays that appear throughout the Jewish calendar, they are established by the human involvement in the establishment of the calendar. The Koma Abri Yarchi V'Kavi L'Shoni. The Jews and the court, the Sanhedrin, is responsible for the establishment of the months. In other words, sometimes ma'abri yachi, sometimes they extend the month by a day. V'kavi l'shoni, they also establish the years, and part of year establishment sometimes involves adding an entire month.
so that the date, the timing of holidays is very much dependent on the involvement of Klal Yisrael and the Sanhedrin. Therefore, it's appropriate when it comes to Yom Tov matters, whether it be Kiddush or Shemoneh Esrei, to say Mekadesh Yisrael Bahazmanim, involving in the bracha, you notice, Yisrael. Taimo Didi. Now, Rava presents his own, the logic behind his own Shita. Tzlosa, when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, Deberabim Isa, it's something that's practiced in a public form. So we say Mekadesh Yisrael, we want to honor the Jewish people, being that this, that Tzlosa is a public affair. Kiddush, the recitation of Kiddush, Debiyachid Isa, which is something one does in privacy. So then it depends. B'Shabbos, there's no need to make reference to Klal Yisrael, so we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. B'Yom Tov, there we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. V'Loihi, the Gemara now rejects that which Rava just said to bolster his position. Rava wanted to argue that davening, the tzlosa, which is something that takes place in public, therefore, even on Shabbos, you make reference to, you recite as the bracha Mekadesh Yisrael. The Gemara says this isn't accurate. Tzlosa, biyochid milesa, what, is there no situation of davening that one does in private? The Kiddusha, Rava wanted to argue that Kiddush is something that's done in private, but Barabbi Milase, is there not a situation where one makes Kiddush, is there not a situation of making Kiddush in public, where one is in shul, let us say, and makes Kiddush to be motzi the tzibur, or at a Sudas Choson, Rashi says, a Sheva Brochas meal, so there Kiddush will be recited in public. The Gemara, though, provides Rava's response. For Rava, Sova, Rava, when he argued that Tzlosa is essentially a public matter and Kiddush is a private matter, he says, Rava, Sova, Zil, Basur, Iker, the standard. Shemoneh Esreis are recited as part of the public, in a Tefillah B'Tzibur. Standard Kiddush recitations are done in the privacy of one's home, not in public. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a triangle form indicating a new series. This is explained under our comment in the outside margin. The triangle is featured. You can see we've written Gimel Maisim 3 Maisim Sheshluchei Tzibur Amru Kesabid Bumedisa. So we already have, with our markings, we've already recorded. You can see by simply looking back at the Gemara what the position of the Sabbei Tumabadisa was with regard to the Shemoneh Esrei, how the bracha is to be recited. And that was the, we can say, you could see that where the bow ties appear. At that point in the Gemara, the Sabbei Tumabadisa was featured, the Yasiv Yukamri. So we continue in the Gemara seeing three stories of someone functioning as Shliach Tzibor and doing according to the Sabbei Tumabadisa approach. Number one, Ula Barav, Noches Kamei Derava. Noches Kamei is an expression to serve as the leader of prayers, to serve as a Shliach Tzibor. So Ula serves Shliach Tzibor in front of Rava. Omar Kesabu Medisa, Velomar Le Velomidi. Ula said the Shemoneh Esrei using the text as would be suggested by the Sabbei Tumabadisa, and Rava did not say, he didn't react. Now Rava himself, he was the opinion that stood in opposition to the Sabbei Tumabadisa. So it's very interesting to note that here's someone practicing in the presence of Rava, like Rava's adversary, and Rava remained silent. Alma, we see from here Hodar Bei Rava, that Rava retracted. Number two, Rav Nosson Avua de Rav Huna, Breda Rav Nosson, Nochis Kamei de Rav Papa, Omar Kisavu Menisa. You have this Rav Nosson functioning as a Shliach Tzibor, and Rav Nosson practices the text as was suggested by Sabbei Tumabadisa, Veshavche Rav Papa, and Rav Papa praised him. Omar Ravina, Ano Iklo Lesura Kamei de Mreimar, I went to Surah in the presence of Mereimar, v'nochis kamei shlucha v'tzibura, v'yomar gizam v'melisa. And while I was standing near Meremar, there was a Shliach Tzibor that served in that capacity and used the text of the Samuviso. And the congregation there was trying to hush him up, say, hey, you're wrong. Omeluhu Shavkuhu. Raymar, who was there, he said to his public there, he silenced them and said, well, the halacha is like this Amr Bisa. In other words, that this Shliach Tzibur was doing the right thing. And they stopped attempting to silence him. They accepted Raymar's position or Raymar's correction. The Mishnah. Mozgulo kois shlishi. Mevorech al mazono. With the filling up of the third cup, Birchas Hamazon is recited. Revi'i, the fourth cup, Gomer Lo V'Sahalel, Gomer Lo V'Birchas Hashir. With the fourth cup, one finishes the Halel, as we were mentioning in the earlier part of today's Shir, that the first part of Halel is recited prior to the second cup. The fourth cup of the Seder night is used as part of the finishing of the Halel, and the Birchas Hashir. Birkas Hashir will be defined by the Gemara. Bein hakoyses halalu im roitzel lishtos yishteh, bein shlishi lirvi lo yishteh. With regard to one's desire to drink additional cups of wine, so there is some latitude when it comes to between the earlier cups of wine of the Seder. However, between the third and fourth cup, one is not allowed to drink. The Gemara. Omer le Rav Chonon le Rava. Rav Chonon asks Rava, Shamas Mino, should we conclude from our Mishnah that said that the third cup is used for Birchas Hamazon, that Birchas Hamazon Teuna Kos, that part of the requirements of reciting the Birchas Hamazon means that one does it with a cup of wine? Omer le, so Rava responded, no, we're not going to conclude that in general Birchas Hamazon necessitates the recitation of it with a cup of wine, but on the Seder night there's another consideration. Arba kosi tiknu rabbonon derecherus. The rabbonon established that on the Seder night there are four cups of wine that are part of our demonstration of our freedom, our celebrating our freedom, and kol chad b'chad navid bei mitzvah. And it's fitting that each cup should have a unique mitzvah associated with it. However, as far as the other days of the year, there is no requirement of the kais. And as the Rashbam says, that even in this case, the third cup is not a Birchas Hamazon requirement per se, but it's rather our attempt to attach the third cup of wine to a mitzvah, to have it within the proximity of another mitzvah, in this case the Birchas Hamazon, but not something that's inherent to the Birchas Hamazon. Revi'i Gomer Olov is a Halel, the Omer Olov Birchas Hashir. The fourth cup is associated with the completion of the Halel and the Birchas Hashir. My Birchas Hashir, the Gemara at the top of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph asks, what is Birchas Hashir? So we have a couple of opinions. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yahalelucho Hashem Elokeinu. This is a paragraph that one finds in Sidurim, which appears at the end of the Halel. So that's one opinion as to what Birchas Hashir is. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Nishmas Kol Chai. Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Rashbam, is actually adding, he says, in addition to the Halelucho Hashem, one says the passage that's also found in standard Sidurim that we say on Shabbos as well, Nishmas Kol Chai. That is included in Birchas Hashir. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.